Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, we're kicking up another fabulous hour of the Dr. Pat Show. I want to say hello to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Howdy.
Good to see you today.
You as well.
I want to give a shout out to our buddy Chris out of WBLQ and all of our friends at CRN. Thank you all. And all of our other affiliates that are picking up the show. Thank you so much for taking this message out. Now, I am so jazzed. Okay, so you know, Benny, every once in a while, you kind of go through periods of your life, right? And you kind of wonder, like, what is this all about? And for me, I get to talk to the most incredible people at some of the most challenging and thriving times of my life. And I happen to have the honor and the privilege of interviewing Jonathan Blank. Now, you're going to hear a little bit about who Jonathan is, but I want to tell you, he is an award-winning writer. He is a filmmaker, a creative technologist. He has spent more than 25 years studying high-level martial arts, meditation, Eastern philosophy, esoteric metaphysics, and he practices with many of the most remarkable teachers in the world. He is also the co-author of a book. And the book and my conversation with him literally helped me shift some energy not too long ago, and you're going to hear why. The book is Secrets of Dragon Gate. Now, I love that we got a little quote here from my friend, Steven Seagal.
Cool.
You know who Steven is, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he says, I've spent much of my life in Asia studying with different masters, but wealth and knowledge of feng shui, Taoist fitness, and longevity is especially impressive. Knowledge stems from more than 700-year lineage in sacred teachings. That's what we're getting in the book. That's what we're getting through the conversation with Jonathan. But he is much more than that. Today, you're going to get to take the journey with us through and about some of the secrets of Dragon Gate. We'll tell you what Dragon Gate is. You'll get to experience some of the foundations of health. You know, what is breathing about, how we can cultivate the mind, and what are the five elements of life, and much more. I was sharing with Jonathan, and Jonathan, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here again.
Thank you for having me on again. I've been looking forward to that.
Well, I was sharing with you before the show, and it's sort of, setting it up for a question that I didn't get to ask you last time. And I was saying to you that I had gone through, I'm doing a little cleaning of things, so to sort. I don't know why. Energy in the field, cleaning things out, garage sales, whatever it is, right? And I was cleaning some of my folders on my machine, my email folders. And what I realized is that I had kept bringing data over, right? You have an old machine, you get rid of the old machine, you have the hard drive, you bring that data over. Then you bring it over to then that machine is old, get rid of that machine, then you bring it older over. I came across a file in a folder. And it must have been, and I looked at the date of this, and it was a folder on me reflecting about my life at the time. And this was at a time, Jonathan, just so you know, where I was battling what the doctors were calling a mystery disease. They still call it a mystery disease, but I'm not battling it anymore. The things around me were falling down. You know, my relationship was ending. It was really like a country western song, right? But what did I get drawn to? in one of the darkest nights of my soul. I get drawn to the song Creep by Radiohead, right? And I started to record me singing that song with Thom Yorke, you know, who Radiohead lead singer. And the reason I'm sharing this is because this is the question that I wanted to ask you, but we ran out of time in the last show. Here you are, you've taken your life to this spiritual and holistic journey. Secrets of Dragon Gate is more than a book. It is a way of life. And I wanted to ask you, how does your work today, how does this book, how does what you stand for in life help people, people that are probably at a place right now where I was singing this Radiohead song? How has the culmination of these 25 years for you, how has this helped you prepare the world for a better day?
Wow.
I told you I ran out of time in the last interview.
Well, I think that it's, I think if you start to look at things in terms of the entire world or, you know, very large groups, it can become overwhelming because really the problems of the world seem, in many ways at this point, so extreme that they are unsolvable. I don't know what it would take to really fix the environmental problems, for instance, that we're facing, from the oil companies and their disasters like the Gulf spill or the one that just happened in Montana or the Fukushima nuclear power plant, you know, the destruction of our oceans, the garbage patch in the Pacific that's the size of Alaska. You know, it just, it goes on and on. And if you think about it, it can really get you down, or at least it can get me down.
Wait till you hear this track from that I just emailed to Benny. You talk about getting me down. You're right. We can really get down.
So I think what is, it's more productive to focus on myself and how I can make a positive change in the world, how I can make a positive change in my life. And then when I move beyond that, move to my family, my friends, and then if I have the energy and the wherewithal to move beyond that to larger communities around me, places that I work, people that I associate with, schools that I attend, clubs that I'm a member of, and so on, and try to bring positive energy, try to bring ideas that generate a more positive energy flow within that community whenever I have that capability. And for me, that works better in terms of trying to make the world a better place.
Well, I mean, let's talk about energy for a minute. Let's talk about the book, Secrets of Dragon Gate. And, you know, when I spoke with you last, I expressed how brilliant this book is. And the way it is written and the challenges of this book. And it's not just the challenges of this book. It's challenges of being able to say yes in changing and transforming ourselves. Now, you know, part of this is your own personal journey. You know, what is it that called to you, Jonathan? I mean, you know, at some point you had to make a conscious decision that your life and the way you were living it needed to be different, and that the path that you were going to take was going to be this one?
Well, I've been interested in this since I was a boy, and I've always felt this calling to incorporate some kind of what people tend to call spiritual aspect into my life. And it came out of this sense that what I was experiencing on the surface of existence was not all that there was. And there's this really famous woodcut print from the Middle Ages that shows this magician, and there are two worlds, and he's poking his head through one world and into the other world, which mm-hmm. is the magical world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved that image because I believe that that's what taking on a spiritual path is really about, which is poking your head through the bubble that surrounds us, that we're always looking at, and like a bubble that reflects back to us what we're perceiving the world to be, and poke your head through into a magical realm, which sages and mystics and spiritual practitioners throughout the ages have always felt is actually the source of what we're experiencing here, which is why when you can learn how to work with the energy in that other realm, you can affect what is going on in your life here.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just always been part of my life. It's been something that I've always felt that I needed to have as part of my life. And if I sometimes I'm traveling and I get really busy and I'm in meeting after meeting, and after a couple of days of that, something inside me just says, hey, you know, you have to go off, you have to meditate, you have to do some Qigong, you have to reorient yourself and in a way kind of reboot your computer and get yourself back on track. So that for me has always been something that I found is just part of who I am and part of my makeup.
Mm.
I think for other people, they can make that way too. And what's really important is developing habits of health, habits of wellness, habits of mental well-being. And to do that, you have to start. And I think last time we talked about how you can start with as little as 5 minutes,
right?
You know, and just take 5 minutes out of your day to do something spiritual, sit down and meditate, do some spiritual exercise. If you don't like the word spiritual, call it something else. But take those 5 minutes and do it consistently. Do it for 3 weeks in a row, and suddenly what you'll find is you have a new habit. And as you incorporate more and more of these habits of health into your life, you'll see that that becomes then the norm for your life, and other habits that may have been holding you back start falling away.
I love it. You know, when we come back, what I would like to do, Jonathan, is I'd like to take people on a journey to what the Dragon Gates are and how you've described them and how this book really, really works. For those of you just tuning in, Jonathan Blank joining me here today, this is one of the most incredible books. And, you know, Jonathan is right. You know, you've got to start at some place. What he has been able to do in Secrets of Dragon Gate is he takes us through each of the gates, but more importantly, he gives us some very specific tools that we can implement immediately. When we come back, we're going to take you on this journey as well. And it's a journey to health, and it's a journey to wealth, and it's a journey to looking at the five elements of life and cultivating the mind and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat, joined by Mr. Benny Mathers and my very special guest, Jonathan Blank. We'll be right back.
Couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you having problems with raising your vitamin D levels? Well, you're not alone. Here are the top three reasons why it's difficult to raise them. Number one, you may not be taking enough for your weight. Most people require 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. Number two, you may not be taking it with the proper kind of food. And number three, you may be experiencing what they call vitamin D resistance. To learn more about this, visit my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, and attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to Foss Farms Inc.
In a beautiful world, I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And it's kind of interesting hearing that track. I have not listened to that very often, but I saved it for Jonathan Blank, joining me here today. He's the author of Secrets of Dragon Gate. And I was explaining to you, Jonathan, that, you know, I've been cleaning out these folders on my website, and I came across that track. And, you know, you and I were talking about ways to clear energy, right?
Absolutely.
And I, at this point in time in my life, I resonated with a song that has very little positive words in it. You know, basically this, you can only imagine the pain that, Tom York must have been experiencing, you know, Radiohead writing this song, what, 2 decades ago? And yet at the same time, there is so much power in making sure we allow ourselves to express our emotions. And that's what I was doing in the only way that I knew how, to get the energy moving, to get the energy out. What is it that you talk about in Secrets of Dragon Gate that can make the claim that this is going to be the gate to health? This is going to be the gate to wealth. This is going to be the gate to clearing your mind. What is it that you've discovered and have put in the book?
The techniques that are in Secrets of Dragon Gate are hundreds of years old. And many go back to teachings that are 5,000 years old. So they've been used for many, many, many generations by different kinds of people. And in the last 150 years, they've been used by people all over the world. And so the result can be seen for yourself. And I think the best thing about the techniques in the book is that you can do them and you can feel results in a very short period of time. And if you aren't feeling a result, then stop and try a different exercise. Because, again, one of the premises of Taoism, and in fact most spiritual traditions, even if teachers don't acknowledge this, is that everybody is, of course, an individual, and different techniques will work differently for different people based on their physique, their overall health. know, there's a famous story where Thomas Edison was making the light bulb, and he had he failed about 1,000 times before he actually made a light bulb. And after one of these failures, one of his associates said, "Aren't you getting tired of all the failure?" And he said, "It's not failure. I'm just learning a new way not to make a light bulb." So, you know, you have to orient yourself. You have to realize that you have to try something out, get feedback, and that feedback comes to you from the universe. And that can be in what people say to you and how the environment around you is changing. And then you have to react and respond to that feedback and adapt to what you're doing. And in some cases, that can be taking two or three exercises in the book and combining them and tweaking them and taking a piece from one and a piece from the other so that it really works with you. Now, what I've put in the book are general practices that usually work for almost everybody as written. But again, everybody is different, and your results may vary, you know. So you have to get in there, you have to experiment with it. And the more you work with it, the more things you try, the richer your experience will be. So you can go in and you can say, you know what, I only have 5 minutes a day. I'm going to take one of these simple exercises, and I'm going to do that 5 minutes a day. And you will get typically great results. And you'll notice the results within a few days of starting.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be something where you have to sit around and wonder, am I really feeling something? You will really feel something. And then you can keep going. And if you don't feel anything, then try something else. And that is really the process. It is, it's almost like an art form. And you have to work on it on that basis. Just as your life is a kind of work of art. It's your greatest work of art. And you have to keep adapting, take the feedback that you're getting from the universe, and adapt what you're doing until the results become what you want. You know, and these are the stories, if you read through the stories of people who you think are successful in the way that you want to be, which is often a great way to find a model for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you will find that they have often gone through the same kinds of struggles, whether it's health problems or wealth issues or just different problems that occur to people in their lives. And they may have viewed them as challenges instead of problems. And they took different ways to go about figuring out the best solution to that challenge, and that's what I advise people to do.
You know, let's just talk a little bit and start with the basics, and then I want to go into the gates themselves. But you know, we mentioned the term energy, and in the book you referred to this as chi, and I would love for you to give people an idea of this energy force, this thing that we are, and what keeps us thriving as opposed to getting stuck.
Okay, well, the idea in Chinese medicine is that we all have this energy called, and they call it qi. Sometimes the new pinyin way of spelling it is qi. Traditionally, in the method known as Wei Giles, it was spelled chi. So you might see it spelled either way, and in the book I spell it both ways frequently. And that energy is very similar to the Indian yogic tradition of prana. Basically, they're the same. And they view your body as having these energy channels or meridians, and the energy flows through. And in Chinese medicine, any problem with your health is a blockage or some kind of impedance in the flow of energy through the area where the health problem is manifesting itself. And of course, everything is holistic. So your organs are associated with different health problems. Each of your sense organs is related to a physical organ, and so on. And I go through this in the book so that you can get a flavor for what Chinese medicine is all about. Now, in the West, what we know is that your spine carries electrical impulses from the brain that then go out to the different parts of your body. And those are what keep your body functioning. So your heart keeps pumping, your lungs keep functioning, your brain keeps creating thoughts and impulses, all because of this electrical current that's flowing through you. So the West has this same concept. It's just framed in a different way. And they also don't have the same belief that you can harness and generate that energy.
Uh-huh.
Nor do they believe that the things that you do in your lifestyle can negatively impact that energy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in China, of course, the idea would be that if you are doing unhealthy things, you will be negatively impacting your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea then, of course, is to create an excellent flow of energy, to develop more and more energy by pursuing a healthy lifestyle, eating a good diet, doing qi exercises, and then to enable a free flow of energy within the body. Now, as you develop more and more qi, the goal becomes to send that qi to the brain. And there are a variety of practices to do that, some of which are outlined in the book and are actually quite simple to do. And when you do that, what you're doing is enhancing your mental function and moving yourself closer and closer to what people tend to call a state of enlightenment.
Mm. What a great show. Jonathan Blank joining me here today. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of the gates. He's going to take us through a journey on the gates. But one of the things I did not talk to him about last time was the fifth gate, the five elements of life. What are they? How do we tap into them? And do we have to look very far to understand their power? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest today, Jonathan Blank. The book is Secrets of Dragon Gate. When we come back, I want to make sure you have a website, you know how to get a copy of the book, and much more. We'll be right back.
I want to have control.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to EasternEssence.com to order today.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around.
Sing pretty good in that little tune there.
So very special.
It's for you, Benny.
Oh, I wish I was special.
But I'm a creep. Wow.
We'll leave it at that.
I'll leave it at that, everybody. Yeah, boy, I don't think that's true of myself today. Hallelujah, sister. I do think I'm a little weird, though. I still think I'm a little strange. I've always had that, kind of like my guest, Jonathan, today. You know, we've always been a little bit outside of the box, right? You know, it's like, okay, I am not in the box. I'm a little outside of the box. Right. You know, what do you do with your Howdy Doody doll? That's a whole different show. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us here today. Hey, before we talk about the gates and we talk about the elements, I would love for you to let people know how they can get a copy of the book and how they can find out more about you.
Well, there is a website, secretsofdragongate.com, and you can go there and there's information and links, and you can sign up for the mailing list where you'll be told of different upcoming events and seminars and so on. You can also go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and just type in Secrets of Dragon Gate, and you will see the book come right up and order your copy. It's about $11, $12, or you can get the e-book version, I think, for under $10.
Yeah, it's great. Great. Now, you must be buddies with Steven Seagal.
I do know Steven. Steven is a very unique and interesting character.
I know. I thought of him when I was just singing that song. We kind of fit in the same little box, don't we? If we had a box. I don't think we have a box, really.
I don't think we have a box big enough to hold you.
I don't think we got a box for any of us here. Definitely not a box for Steven, for sure. But, you know, clearly, you know, you look at somebody like Steven Seagal, right? And there are a lot of people that only know about his acting and his movies and so forth. But, you know, there's another side of him, and it's the side of him that really touched upon what you wrote in the book and also his spiritual practice as well.
Absolutely. He's been a Tibetan Buddhist for many, many, many
years.
And is very serious about it.
Yes. And so, you know, he obviously read the book and also understands what the message is here. Let's tell our folks a little bit about the gates, and I would love to talk about the five elements of life.
Okay. The gates are actually a method that I created to just put out the information about Dragon Gate. And I thought, well, the system is called Dragon Gate, and so why not present them as different gates? And I used nine because it fit with the content, and also because nine has always been a sacred number in Taoism. So basically the book goes through a series of what I describe as gates, which give you an overview of what Dragon Gate is, and then goes into basic practices for health, the essential practices for breathing, which is the cornerstone practice for all Taoist exercise. Then next it moves into cultivating the mind and doing meditation practices.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth gate is the five elements of life, which is what you were just asking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the sixth gate is dream yoga, because the Taoists believe that you can use your sleep to continue advancing in your practice.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh gate is on sexual yoga. And the eighth gate is wealth and manifestation. And the ninth gate is what I call advanced alchemy, which method to integrate alchemical practices into your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, what you've been able to write and what you've been able to describe for so many people, definitely for me, you know, I think about what would have happened if I'd had this book in my hand a bunch of years back. You know, would I have been able to relate to some of the things you're saying? Would I be too stuck in my own world and what was going on in, you know, the non-essential elements of life, so to speak? You know, these things, you know, there was a poem that I read recently in a woman from England, and she was talking about love. And, you know, in the poem, she talks about, you know, forward and through the burning non-essentials to reveal the core, which she talks about is love. And I was so struck by those words. You know, she didn't say moving through. She said burning away, you know, burning away the non-essentials. Is that one of the principles that you talk about here, especially when we're looking at some of these elements, you know, the cycles of the five elements? You know, are they, in fact, out there to help us burn away the non-essentials? And you know what I'm talking about when I say non-essentials, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that pair of sneakers that you think you're going to die if you don't have them, right? Or, you know, like, oh, sorry, Benny, I hit a nerve right there.
Yeah, just a little bit. I was looking earlier, too.
Okay, didn't mean to go there. But, you know, I mean, some of these other things.
All the different colors they have. Sorry.
Some of these other things that, you know, we put so important in our lives. And even people, in a sense, that we make a priority other than ourselves. Tell us about the cycle of the five elements, how they work, and how will they help us?
It's interesting. You know, Michelangelo, when he was asked about sculpting, he said that what he would do is visualize what he was sculpting and then simply chip away everything that wasn't that.
Right.
Until he was left with the sculpture. And I think what you're describing is a similar process for your life, which is, visualize the life that you want in all of its various forms and manifestations. And what does that life include? And then chip away, or as you say, burn away anything that doesn't fit in that life,
mm-hmm.
until you're left with exactly what it is that you want. Now, in terms of burning something away or possibly using another element to get rid of it, I think that is one of the key things in Taoism, again, is you have to find what works for you. And for some people, using fire as a metaphor will be very powerful and will fit right in with what they're doing. But if for instance, they're someone that is really much more of a wood person, perhaps using fire, if they use too much of it, might burn them up. So I think they have to, it's a metaphorical system, a metaphorical way of viewing reality, and it breaks reality, every element of reality, into five elements, which are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And there is a cycle of generation or producing, and then a cycle of subduing and regressing in a way. So that, for instance, it goes, wood, and wood comes out of the ground, and then it will burn. Wood burns, so the next element is fire. And when you burn wood, what you end up with is earth. So the next element in the cycle is earth. And then out of the earth, you can pull metal. And metal has various forms, including a liquid form, and so the next element is water.
Mm.
And what they've done is created a system where each of these elements is associated with a different color, a different texture, a different temperature, a different organ in the body, a different season of the year. And when you have your chart done, what you find out is what your element is, and then you can focus on different elements, trying to bring that element into your life in order to gain greater harmony, greater wealth, greater success, greater spiritual satisfaction, and so on. The book contains a number of different exercises which are designed to develop all of the elements within yourself.
Uh-huh.
They're nature exercises and chi exercises that you can do. And one of the things that can be very useful for people is that there are, as I said, each element is associated with, for instance, an organ in the body.
And I found that fascinating.
Yeah.
I really found that fascinating.
So, for instance, the liver is associated with the wood element. And so if you're experiencing liver problems, what you can do is you can go to the book and you can do the wood exercises in the book and see if those help to strengthen your liver. And you can also, because it's a wood element, you can bring more plants into your home, paint things the color green, which is the color of wood, and so on, in order to foster the wood element in your life to deal with that issue. So that's, in a nutshell, in a very broad way, how you can use the elements in your life.
So what parts of the body do the other elements support?
Well, each one is associated with organs. Each one has a mm-hmm. yang organ and a yin organ.
Because, okay.
Of course, everything in Taoism is yin and
yeah,
yang.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the arising and the descending,
right.
What we call sometimes male and female, positive and negative in a non-judgmental way, so
right.
and so on. So, you know, the heart is associated with fire.
Mm.
The spleen is earth. The lungs are metal, and kidney is water, which makes a lot of sense because
mm-hmm.
that's what purifies water in your body. These are also all associated with a sense organ. So, again, the eyes are associated with wood. The tongue is associated with fire. The mouth is associated with earth. The nose with metal, and the ears with water. And all of this is laid out in the book in a simple chart, so it's easy to see the correlation.
Yes, it is. Actually, the way you've laid everything out in this book is beautiful. Even the exercises, you have diagrams of, you know, the exercises and how to go about them and the symbols. I mean, this is, I have said this to you before, Jonathan, last time you were on. You know, the way that this book is written is brilliant and it's beautiful. And I'm reading it again. I was completely struck that you were able to get everything in the book the way that you have. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jonathan about something called spiritual alchemy. What is that? Well, I'll tell you. Definitely could have used a little bit of that when I was singing this song. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Just so you know what that is, that is the acoustic version. It's actually one of my favorite versions of that song. And the band and the group is Radiohead. And many of you may be familiar with some of the music of Thom Yorke. You probably are familiar with it because it's been on some of the most recent Twilight series soundtracks. Actually, that's one of my favorite songs. Rock songs on there. It's called Healing Damage. But anyway, that was a little Radiohead. That was an old, very limited version of an acoustic of that song. For those of you that are even interested or not interested, YouTube has everything that you want. And some. Who created YouTube? What a phenomenon. You know what I'm saying?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Do we even know who created YouTube, Benny? Do we know?
Not at the top of my head.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. Joining me here today, we do know, though, who the author is of this of Secrets of Dragon Gate. Jonathan Blank joining me here today. Thank you, Jonathan, for joining me. You and I were just chatting, really, during the break, and I asked you, which was a serious question. You know, I ask you the question, can we be spiritual and still love a song called Creep? And I ask you that very seriously because, you know, here I am, and clearly I want to say to everybody right now, I mean, that song came from one of the darkest moments of my life. And I was taught that in order to express oneself, that you have to express your emotions. And for me, what I did was I took something that I was so self-conscious about, which is singing, and there it was. But I did ask Jonathan, I asked you that question because I wanted you to talk about spiritual alchemy. I mean, can we be spiritual, Jonathan, and love a song by Radiohead called Creep?
Absolutely. and unquestionably. I think.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know, I think that there is clearly there's a sense of, you know, that spirituality involves some type of behavior that is fixed and known, which is part of the reason why I've always been attracted to the tantric side of spirituality, to the crazy wisdom lineage traditions that are part of Taoism and Buddhism. And, the idea is that really, anything can be spiritual. And there's a very famous Buddhist story of a famous Buddhist master who is on a boat who is aware of a man who's plotting to sink the boat and kill everyone on board.
Mm.
And he kills that man. And the moral of the story is that he gained good karma from saving the life of everyone on board the ship. And so I think that trying to pigeonhole spirituality is complicated. I think that there are, you know, there's one basic rule, and it's, you know, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. And beyond that, it's really up to you. You know, what makes you feel good? What helps you along the path? Does a great song from a great artist make you contemplative and think about where you are in your life and what you're doing and help you reflect and move forward? Then that's spiritual. So, I don't think that there is any one spiritual path, and I don't think, you know, there. Some people say that, you know, money is the root of all evil and you shouldn't have money. Other people who are spiritual, I know, you know, Deepak Chopra goes around now calling himself a prophet, spelled P-R-O-F-I-T. And so, again, you know, spirituality comes from within your heart. And there's a famous line in the movie Shaolin Temple, which is about the famous Shaolin Temple kung fu warrior Buddhist monks, and who are supposed to be vegetarian. Buddhism traditionally has been a vegetarian religion with some notable exceptions. But they're starving, and they eat the meat, and one of them turns to the other, and he says, with Buddha in your heart, it's okay to eat meat. And I think that that's really gets to the essence of what spirituality is. What is in your heart? That's what makes something spiritual or not.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right about that. Because, you know, for me, I'm so drawn to, as I was drawn to the words in your book, I mean, I'm so drawn to some of the poetry of things, right? And, you know, one of the things I'm going to do is I came across a poem. I don't know if you know this gentleman. His name is Og Mandino. He's no longer with us, but I believe he was one of the first and foremost top human potential people. And he wrote these 10 scrolls. One of them turned into this beautiful poem of living this day as if it is your last. It's a beautiful poem. And that was a poem, by the way, that I also kept by my side when I was reading, when I was singing Radiohead. But, you know, the words call to us in so many words, or the visuals call to us, or, you know, the meaning of certain things call to us. I mean, in that song, somebody asked me a question, is there any one part of that song that I so related to? And there are a couple of parts of it. You know, certainly I must have felt at that point in time in my life like a creep and a weirdo. But there was a line in it that was so beautiful. And when your health fails you, right, Jonathan, or right now, some of the things that people are feeling, life is failing them. You know, everything they thought about money and security has been challenged. So the line in here was, I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. And what a paradox, isn't that? But doesn't that really represent where we are right now in the movement of consciousness? You know, there's so much about having a perfect body. And yet at the same time, we're so longing for that perfect soul, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's an ongoing challenge. You know, it's something that people have to deal with. We are of the flesh here. You know, we are light that's been turned into flesh. And that's something that we all have to deal with until we return once again to become light.
I love it. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. One last thing, personal message for our listeners, and give out your website again.
Okay. It is secretsofdragongate.com. The book is called Secrets of Dragon Gate. It's ancient Taoist secrets for health, wealth, and the art of sexual yoga. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and at a bookstore near you. Check it out on secretsofdragongate.com. Sign up for my mailing list, and please buy the book. And if you like it, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you, Benny, for joining us here today. If you've missed any part of this, certainly you can go to Dr. Pat Live and get the full show. We'll see you next time on the show, everybody.